Listen to Lisa while you're at work. WICC600.com. Back to the Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
And welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. Joining us right now, coming back to the show, is Juanita James. Juanita James is the executive director of the Fairfield County Community Foundation, which does extraordinary work in helping figure out ways in which people of goodwill and a little extra money in their purse can direct their money to fabulous organizations that help improve the quality of life for all of us here in our community. Juanita, hello. Welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you? It's been a while.
I'm well. How have you been weathering this pandemic? How have you been doing?
Well, you know what? I feel like I'm working 24/7. Everything is flat out, but fortunately, we are getting a lot done, and I've got a fabulous team of people working with me. So we're making it through and just trying to do as much as we can.
And is your staff still in your office? Are you able to work from home?
No.
Like, how are you managing?
We have been working remotely since March 13th of last year. And, fortunately, we have the technology and the support in order to do that. And we haven't missed a beat, but I certainly miss seeing them and can't wait for us to be able to get back together where we can see each other face to face again.
When do you think that will be? In other words, based on your own looking at everything.
We're following all the CDC guidelines. We're looking at all of the requirements. We want to make sure people are vaccinated and safe and all the office protocols are up to place. So I have a feeling, I'd love for it to be this summer, but it may not be until Labor Day. We'll have to see how things go.
Ah, okay. So you think Labor Day, the fall. Interesting. All right. I can see that. I think it may be sooner for a lot of places. I do.
But
I'm very optimistic.
I'm optimistic, too, but my staff tries to keep me a little bit more realistic when we think about things.
Let's talk about it.
It's happening already. Let's talk about that. It's this Thursday, February 25th. Starting at midnight, 24 hours of online giving, and we are looking to make this our biggest giving day ever. And it's our region's biggest day of philanthropy, where we let people give where you live, by supporting hundreds of local nonprofit organizations. We're in our eighth year of Giving Day, and we have 400 participating nonprofits. And it's just such an exciting day of giving everyone the opportunity to find a cause that they like, to contribute to a cause that they like, and to support these nonprofits who are doing some phenomenal work in supporting our communities and the people who need help the most.
So it's so much fun. So let me give people a flavor. So if you go on fcgives.org, and you click with one click on the participating organizations. This year, there are 16 pages. And
that's
I just
right.
have to tell you, so I'm looking at these, and like the beauty of looking at these is you forget how many of them you might already know and be familiar with, but you forget that they're out there. For example, I'm looking, and of course, Ableist, I know, based in Greenwich, that's one of my favorite organizations. But you've also got Adopt a Dog and Armonk, which I've given to in the past. I forgot about Adopt a Dog there. And everything from American Red Cross, of course, those are just the A's, right? Aspetuck Land Trust, they've been on
right.
the show. And then the Avon Theater Film Festival, which is another wonderful thing. You got so many millions of things. Bernie and Mercer Friends for Life, that was founded by a friend of mine, Terry Gaberman, to give teddy bears and backpacks to children in hospitals because her son had cancer as a boy and he still fights cancer now and then. And this is how her way of giving back and being grateful for his life. To the Boys and Girls Clubs, to Bridgeport, a million in Bridgeport, the Youth Lacrosse in Bridgeport, the Bridgeport Public Art Fund. It's really a lot of fun, actually, to scroll through these amazing organizations, one after another. It's fun.
And Lisa, you can scroll alphabetically, which is what you're doing right now, but you can also make it easy for yourself if you like a particular cause. If you're interested in education, we have all of those grouped together. If you're interested in animals, we have all of those organizations. So you can sort of sort and search either alphabetically or geographically or by area of interest to make it easy for you. And as you say, it's one click. We do a little bit of a précis, lets you know what the organization does. You pull it up, and you can give as little as $10 to be part of the larger. Last year, we had over 12,000 different individual donors and over 17,000 donations. So it's just a terrific way to support your local community. And this year, our giving prizes. You know, we give these prizes at different hours for and run, you know, friendly contests, you know, and our giving prize pool this year is the largest ever. We have 140,000 in the giving prize pool this year. So in addition to your contributions, your favorite organizations have opportunities to win even more, to get even more donations through the prize pool.
It's so much fun. And I see what you mean by prize. So there's a prize for the most unique donors or the most dollars raised or arts and culture for the most dollars raised or rookie of the year or super secret prize, midnight madness, environmental bonus. So this is phenomenal. The website is so great. It's called fcgives.org. It is such a great, easy to use website. And I'm really impossible because if I can't find it with one click, I get very frustrated. This is a really good website, Juanita. Whoever designed this for you, with you, did a great job. Great job.
Well, thank you. They empower us to do a lot of things. And when we talk about the fees, it's also the fees support everything from the education and the training we do for the nonprofits to the website. So it's not just the credit card fees. It's really all of the things that we do to make this successful for our 400 nonprofits.
So let's talk about that. So if you give money on Giving Day versus any other day, other than the prizes that may be available to people, what is in it for the nonprofit? Are there matching situations where they get more on that day if you give on that day?
Well, for some of their donors, they have different kinds of competitive things where they might match. But what's really in it for the nonprofits is about 30% of the donations they get on Giving Day are for new donors. So it just gives them a broader visibility, a wider reach in terms of audience. And it's another avenue. And for and the prize pool, it really makes it like that much better. So it's a win-win for everyone because Your donors who are loyal to you are going to continue to support all of the other things that you do. This just makes it a chance to participate in really exciting things. And this year, we actually have Giving Day Kids Care Prize and Family Philanthropy. And this is an opportunity for us to help parents, you know, sort of start thinking about the next generation in philanthropy. So that's the new feature this year.
Yeah, it's pretty. You know what? It's very. I'll tell you the truth. It makes you feel good to look at this website because you see how many people are spending their time on this earth, trying to make our community, our planet, our animals have a better life.
Right. And you know what? Now more than ever, we need these moments of joy and hope and, you know, people making things happen because there's so much distress and so much need right now. So this opportunity just gives you a chance to reach more people and to hear more about their stories of all the things that they're doing.
Can you tell me a little bit
of all of our neighbors?
Well, we're talking with Juanita James, the executive director of Fairfield County Community Foundation. Are we going to have a gala together, or is that not realistic given that your office isn't even open? I guess you're not going to be having 800 people at a lunch this April, huh? It's not happening.
We won't be able to do that, but we are going to have a virtual event, and we still have Margaret Atwood, and she's all lined up to talk about, you know, her work. So we will still, we'll do it virtually on April 16th. We're looking forward to seeing all of our friends. Even though we won't be able to put everyone together in the conference room or a ballroom, we're still going to make it fun and exciting and a way for us to connect with each other. So many opportunities to give back, to honor and reward people, and just recognize the work that people are doing. So we even have a new initiative that we are unveiling this year at the luncheon that we want people to hear all about. And it's about women and women's health and the work that we're going to be doing in a whole new effort. So tune in for that as well. But we really want people to remember this Thursday, you know, just open up your minds and hearts and give where you can. We have raised over $9 million in the years that we've been doing Giving Day, and we want to hit it again, another major event and major success.
Yeah, I did it last year. I'll do it again this year. It's really good. You know what? The thing is that, you know, I tend to give checks around the end of the year, like Christmas time. I tend to give them around Rosh Hashanah because it's the beginning of the Jewish New Year. But I have made Giving Day another one of those times of the year where I set aside and give money because I really want to be part of the effort to do that, and because you make it so easy. And I mean that truly, you do. You make it so easy and so much fun. I can remember all these wonderful deserving organizations. And even if I don't have a lot of money, I can give. You know, you don't have to give a lot. No. You can give something, whatever you can give.
And we appreciate you and the thousands of other people just like you, Lisa, who say, you know what? Let's be part of a big event, be part of this community, a part of the excitement and the fun, and do it for our nonprofits this particular day. So really appreciate what you're doing, what our neighbors in Fairfield County are doing for our other neighbors in Fairfield County.
Thank you so much, Juanita James, Executive Director of the Fairfield County Community Foundation. The the website is fcgives.org. Go on it today, have some fun, and get ready to take your checkbook out on February 25th. Thank you so much, Juanita. You be well.
You too, Lisa. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.